Let's go to page 16 of the book, Art of the Oklahoma State Capitol. This is a piece of work known as Mahongo at the Court of Charles X of France, and is done by Mike Wimmer. Charles, can you tell us about this portrait?
This is another piece of art I gave myself. It's a very interesting story about Mahongo, which was a young Osage woman who had a little dance troupe. She stayed at the area of the Shoto encampment and trading post up in northeastern Oklahoma. She attracted an individual that came through that was interested in taking Aborigines to Europe to exploit them, you might say, and show them off, which was quite common to take Aborigines through England and so forth. He promised them that they were going to go see the Great White Father in Washington, D.C., but when they got off the boat, they were in Le Havre, France. And, of course, they were at the mercy of this guy. He took them all around and made money off of them, I'm sure. But he got an audience with King Charles X in court. That's what we're depicting here, which we think is the first Oklahoma woman that went to Europe. So it's quite an interesting story. The guy that took him over there, he got arrested and put in jail and left these people, there's five of them, on the streets of Paris, not knowing any language or having an interpreter. Wooden bag, and they were eating out of garbage and so forth. Lafayette found out about them. He had visited the Osage when he was in St. Louis. So he paid their passage back to Washington, D.C., of which they finally got to meet the Great White Father. In fact, her portrait is painted and hangs in the National Portrait Gallery there with her child, which she had on the boat coming back. Her husband died of smallpox on the way back, and Robert Hendry, or Judge Hendry, who is now president of Oklahoma City University, was the model for Charles X.